Hello.
Calling for a national opinion surveys. It's not a sales call. We're conducting an opinion survey. We want to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older? Registered to vote?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Okay, great. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably 50-50,
definitely.
Or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. What is your age, please?
60.
Okay, thank you. Could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, 10 means you're extremely motivated?
Okay.
Okay. Would you say the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous ones, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more, or just somewhat?
Much more. Much more.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not?
Yes.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied. The price is too high, but satisfied overall. I'm still working.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. In your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting better.
They're getting better, okay. Thinking about considering
what we went through. Yeah,
okay.
Considering the pandemic and everything, yeah, they're getting better.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can choose two from this list. Improving K-12 public school education, reducing crime, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wages, combating division and racism, border security, protecting abortion rights, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, passing common sense gun reforms. I know it's a...
All of the above.
Right, no. I know all of them are important, but, right, if you can choose only two, that would be great. And we're missing two. It says passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people and protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Well,
I know it's a long way.
Even though I'm almost age for Social Security, that's most important for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because
I'm like 5 years away, but it's difficult to say the other one because Medicaid is, you know, making medical more affordable for people who don't qualify for insurance and can't pay for insurance. Medicaid, that will be important to me. And also, guns would be important for keeping them off the street. I mean, it's ridiculous the way people are killing each other. So, it's a toss-up between the two of those.
I got you. Okay. I appreciate that. We got the two we need. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 would be neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100, but if you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can say that too. We're starting with Joe Biden.
Joe Biden? Would I have an opinion about him?
From 0 to 100, how favorable do you feel towards him?
About 80%.
80. Jill Stein is the next one.
I have no idea who she is.
I'm sorry, you don't know who she is?
No.
No problem. Then we have Tim Scott.
I have no idea who he is.
Okay, we have Democrats in Congress.
50%.
Okay, then we have Bob Cassidy Jr.
50%.
50, okay. Republicans in Congress.
Now, 0. Only because they supported Trump, and I don't support Trump. So it's 0.
Okay. I was going to ask about Donald Trump.
0.
You said 0 too? Okay. Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, I think about 70%. I would if he was running for president, it would be a toss up because I believe the Kennedys have a long history with the political environment, and I think he probably would have some new ideas.
Okay, and I'm sorry, you said 50 on him?
70 on him.
Oh, 70, my bad. Then we have David McCormick.
50. I really don't like
Kamala.
Politicians.
No, it's all right. You're doing great. Then we have Kamala Harris.
You Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
I had to give her like 65.
65, right? All right, I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were today, and candidates were independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
Kennedy.
Kennedy? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. If the general election for U.S. Senate were today and candidates were Republican David McCormick and Democrat Bob Casey Jr., for whom would you vote?
I would vote for Democrat. I'm a Democrat.
Democrat. Okay, gotcha. Right. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Okay, did you hear a lot, some, or only a little?
I heard a lot. I watched all the Lincoln Project.
All right, yeah, you definitely hear a lot about that. So what you read, saw, or heard about President Biden and his administration, did it make you more or less favorable towards them?
I think it made me more favorable towards them because we're so busy in our lives, and just, we don't have time for that. But by the presidential election coming up, I'm paying a little more attention to policies and what they are doing, what you're doing for me, and how does it affect my life.
Mm-hmm.
But and normally I would not pay attention to it.
Right, right. But you said it made you more. It made you more favorable. Is that much more, or just somewhat?
Somewhat, because I just can't stand Trump. So I would not. If it was the P running for president right now, I would vote for the P.
Gotcha. And question: What did you actually read? Heard or saw that made you more favorable towards the Biden administration? What actually was it?
His views on health care. I personally, this has affected me personally. I have a lot of student loans, and he really did try to give us $20,000 off on our student loans. And to me, that shows he's interested in helping the people. Because somebody overturned it, something happened. But that showed me he cares about the people. It wasn't something, related to roads or something like that. It's something that people just, we're overwhelmed by debt. We need a break. And he tried to give us a break. That's what made me for Biden.
Gotcha. Appreciate that. Now, moving on, by the way, I just want to quickly thank you for your patience and participation so far. You're doing great, okay? I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
All right, did you?
Got it.
Was that a lot, some, or only a little?
A lot.
A lot, too.
About his 34 convictions.
Oh.
I can't understand how this guy can run for president. He's not qualified. Even though he was president, he's still not qualified. He's a liar. I am not for Trump.
Okay. Now, I think it's obvious here, but just for the sake of having quality give me a good score, I got to still ask you this question. What you heard about him, did it make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
All right. Is that much less or just somewhat?
Whole bunch of less. Zero. Like I said, for Donald Trump, zero.
Mm-hmm. All right. You already answered this, but again, for the sake of quality, I got to ask, what did you actually hear about him that made you less favorable towards him? You said about because of his 34 felony charges?
Yeah, because no president. He is the first president that is a convicted felon. He is a convicted felon. Then he wants to have it overturned. Nobody can get an overturn unless they did not do it, and he definitely did it. But he wants to get it appealed. It's ridiculous. He's just ridiculous.
Gotcha. Appreciate that. Now,
and plus,
like
he never follows through
mm-hmm.
with any of what he promised. He's nothing, nothing.
Give me a second. Let me add that here.
I'm sorry. I can go on and on about Trump.
I understand that. Well, hold on. He never...
I don't think he should be running. Personally. This is his third try.
Mm-mm. Oh.
Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah, I think. Gotcha. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? It's a long list, and I understand that all of them are important, but remember, you can choose two. It says cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, Donald Trump getting elected president again, lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, stagnant wages and rising costs, rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Can't you pick like far, far?
Yeah, like I said, all of them are important, but we're just trying to get to like the most important ones.
Most important thing is Trump should not be a president. Second is crime. Second is crime. Because even with white supremacy, we're killing ourselves. So crime. I really believe crime. Like all of them are important. Social Security is important. Medical assistance is important, but more important, like if I go outside my door and I get shot tomorrow, it doesn't matter, you know, so it's crime. But I don't want Trump as the president. I think we will go backwards because all of the above will be happening.
I get you. I understand what you're saying. Now, unfortunately, right, I cannot agree or disagree or give you my opinion, but we're listening, all right? We appreciate that. Now, we're going to move on. We're almost done. Thank you again for your patience. Now, for the following issues I'm going to mention to you, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. We're starting with the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Would be better at what? He would be better at what?
Better at dealing with
that. I don't think they either or would be better at dealing with the issue because there's so many people out there and you can't tell who is white supremacists and who isn't, unless they out there marching or they out there doing something. But yes, they go to work with us side by side every day, so I don't think either would be good at it.
And the next one, implementing common sense gun reforms to help to keep guns out of the hands of the people who shouldn't have them.
I think Biden would be better at it, but I don't think he has as much power to influence because it's in the House and it's got to pass the House and it's got to pass. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's
right.
President,
so
but he's not. He can't control everything.
Right, I understand that. Now the options are whether him or Trump are much better dealing with the issue or just somewhat better. You said Biden, right?
Biden.
So do you think it's much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Somewhat, okay. Bringing down the cost of shelter.
Wait. You're saying compared to Trump, much better. Compared to Trump,
right.
He would be much better.
It's like whether him or Trump would be better at dealing with the issues I'm describing to you, right? So... Right. The next one says bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Much better. Biden.
Trump. Biden. Okay. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Biden much better. I don't think Trump cares about Social Security. He only cares about the rich.
Gotcha. And we have securing our borders.
That's a hard one. That's a hard one. I think Trump would be better at it, but I don't agree with his the way he would do it. So I have to go with Biden.
Mm-hmm. Biden much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Somewhat, okay. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Biden. I made more money much now better? Than I've ever made in my life. Yes, much.
Oh.
I made more money than I ever made in my life. But, prices is so high, I really can't tell the difference. I make more money now than I ever made in my life, and I'm still broke. But at least I can pay my bills. At least now I can pay my bills.
Yeah, inflation is biting hard at those checks.
But a lot of people don't understand is we're making up for what the disasters Trump made. So that Biden's trying to clean up the mess that Trump made. When he took over office, we were at a surplus. Now we're like what $42,000 trillion in debt.
Hmm.
Somebody got to help make that up. So now we're in cleanup mode. I think Biden is much better at it.
Right. Okay. Much better. Okay. Let's go with that. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or it doesn't make a difference to you?
It doesn't make a difference to me.
It doesn't. Okay. All right.
You have to understand, we got to get this country straightened out before we can get in somebody else. How are we going to get in other people's business when we got this country is going through a lot of different difficulties? That's why I think we need to focus on this country first, and then we can, you know, help other people.
I understand that. So let me select that one. And I was going to ask the following. We already discussed this, right? But still, I got to ask. It says, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. So generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
Is that very fair or somewhat fair?
Very fair. I think it was very fair. I think he did it. It's no reason why it should, you know, it's no reason why they should have a problem with it. He just complaining. Anything that is against Trump, he complains. Anything that's for Trump is much bigger than what it is. So, yeah, I think it was fair.
Very, okay. Now, just want to give you a little disclaimer here. This is not what I'm going to say to you is not my personal opinion, but here it goes. It says, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters, again, not my own opinion, his supporters have said, Black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. So generally, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree. I'm African American, and I disagree. No.
I know.
I think he's trying to worm out of it.
I know how you feel. That's why I gave a little disclaimer, because this comes, you know, pretty strong, right? To some people, they really don't like that. But again, it's not our personal opinion. It's Donald Trump supporters.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
So
I know. But I got to strongly tell you how I feel. No.
I appreciate your understanding. So that's strongly disagree. Am I right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Now, we're almost done. Really at the very last part of the survey. So I, once again, appreciate your patience and participation so far. Let me ask you, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Okay, and from which of the following social media sites? Go ahead.
YouTube.
Okay.
Most of my information I receive off of you.
And do you have a second one? Like maybe Instagram,
Google.
TikTok?
Google.
Oh,
well, Google is not a social media, is it? Yeah, they always post, you know, how the Google always posts stuff before you, you know, go to your wherever website. So a lot of stuff comes up on Google.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, switching gears a little bit now, I just want to remind you these are the last questions and they're just for statistical purposes only. So what's the last year of schooling you have completed?
My master's.
Master's, all right. And are you married, unmarried, with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
All right. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, not now. I did last year, but not now.
Gotcha. All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I don't know. Some think I'm conservative, some think I'm liberal.
Oh.
I don't know.
But you wouldn't consider yourself moderate?
I guess so.
No. Okay.
Just in between liberal and Dugas, because sometimes I'm conservative. Yeah, I guess so.
All right. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once, twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
I don't attend, but I do watch a lot of religious programs on TV, and I listen to a lot of religious music.
Oh, okay.
That's only because I work on the weekend. I work. It's only because of my work schedule.
Oh, I got you. You probably work Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe
I work
service hours.
Yeah, I work on Sundays. I work on Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the main days.
Yeah.
And they have services and all. Okay. Now, thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Oh, yeah, I have white neighbors. I have Asian neighbors as well.
Mm-hmm. But specifically white neighbors, is that nearly all, more than half, about half?
I have white neighbors that live right next door. I have Spanish neighbors that live next to them, and I have Asian neighbors that live next to them.
Right.
So
sounds
I mean,
pretty diverse there.
Yeah,
no,
it's
but,
a diverse area.
No. Right. But just
so,
regarding
so,
white neighbors,
well,
like...
Put it white. So white would be, I have some white neighbors, but I live in a diverse neighborhood. So they wouldn't be like a whole lot of white, because it's not a whole lot of anything in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Would you say less than half? Or hardly any?
I would put, their style, quarter white. Like a quarter of the... It's Spanish people, white people, Asian people, so
right.
I don't know.
I think it would be like a quarter. That's all right. That answers our question. I appreciate that. How would you describe the area where you live, by the way? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I live in an urban neighborhood.
Urban, okay. Now, were one or more of your
grandparents born out? I live in Philadelphia.
Oh, Philly. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Prince of Bel-Air. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. Now, were one or more of your grandparents born outside the U.S.?
My grandparents.
Okay.
They were all born in the U.S. Now, my great-grandparents, I think both of them were born outside of the United States.
Oh,
on my
okay.
mother's
and
side.
And what about your...
And on my... I don't know on my father's side. My great-grandparents, I don't know.
Oh, no, that's all right.
But
what about your parents? Either of them were born outside the U.S.? Your parents?
No. They both were born in the United States.
And were you born outside the U.S.? Or not?
No, I was born in the United States.
Okay.
My grandchildren
yeah.
were born in the United States. My great-grandchildren
okay.
were born in the United States. We're all
U.S. All right.
citizens.
Gotcha. Now, this is the last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community or not?
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
I have members of my family that are, but not me.
Oh, okay. Not you. All right. That's all right.
Huh?
Now, we cannot thank you enough for your participation. It really means a lot to us. And I really had a great time doing the survey with you.
Thank you. Thank
all right.
You.
I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks for your help.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.